Picture a research lab. Not a hangar, not a flight line. A room full of graduate students and a whiteboard covered in equations. That's where the next generation of what shows up in your panel actually starts. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATI's, the show where the headlines get the context they deserve. Today we're talking about where your future cockpit is being built, because it isn't being built where you think. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, has announced a new round of university research awards. And the one grabbing the attention this week funds research into artificial intelligence-assisted avionics, but that's just the headline. The same round of funding also covers supersonic propulsion, aircraft noise reduction, and design work driven by certification requirements. AVWeb reported the details, and there's more here for the working pilot than you might expect. Before we dig in, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So, let's start with the piece, Everyone's Reacting to AI in Avionics. Now here's what you need to know. The word intelligence gets people worked up, and I understand why. Nobody wants a computer flying the airplane and arguing with them about it, but that is not what this funding is aimed at, and it's worth being precise about that. The research direction here is decision support. Systems that watch the same data your instruments are watching and flag the thing you might miss. Think of it less like an autopilot and more like a very attentive second set of eyes that never gets tired, never gets task saturated, and never stops scanning. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. Because the interesting part of NASA funding university research isn't the product, it's the pipeline. NASA does not sell you a box for your panel. What NASA does is fund the foundational work, the algorithms, the human factors studies, the flight test data, and then that work filters out into industry over the following years. The avionics manufacturers you already know pick up the proven concepts and turn them into certified equipment. So when you hear NASA funds AI avionics research, the honest translation is this. Somewhere around the end of this decade and into the next, features that came out of this work may start appearing in the equipment you can actually buy. Traffic prediction that's smarter than what we have now. Systems that recognize an unstabilized approach before you fully admitted it to yourself. Weather interpretation that goes beyond just painting the picture and starts flagging the trend. This affects you if you fly with a modern glass panel, because that's where this lands first. And it affects you eventually even if you fly steam gauges today, because this is the direction the whole industry is pointed. Now let me flag something as opinion clearly, because I promised you I always would. My view is that the pilots who benefit most from these systems will be the ones who understand what the system is doing and why. A tool that tells you something is wrong is only useful if you already know what right looks like. This technology is not a substitute for airmanship, it's an amplifier of it. Sharp pilots will get sharper. That's my read, and you can take it or leave it. Let's move to the second piece of this funding round, supersonic propulsion. This connects to work you may have already been following. NASA has spent years on the quiet supersonic program, the research airplane designed to turn the sonic boom into something closer to a soft thump, a sound that on the ground might register as no louder than a car door closing down the street. Why does that matter to a general aviation pilot who is never going to break the sound barrier in a Cessna 172? Here's the connection. The reason we don't have civilian supersonic flight over land in the United States today is a rule since the early 1970s, civil aircraft have been prohibited from flying faster than the speed of sound over land. And that prohibition is about the boom, not the speed itself. If the research proves you can go supersonic without the window-rattling boom, that opens the door to rewriting the rule. And the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has already signaled it's willing to move toward a noise-based standard instead of a flat speed-based ban. Propulsion research like this is part of what makes that case. It's slow, it's incremental, but it's real regulatory movement built on real data. Which brings us naturally to the third theme in this funding, aircraft noise. Noise is not a glamorous topic. It doesn't make the front page. But if you've ever flown out of a field that's fighting to stay open, you already know that noise is one of the biggest threats to general aviation access in this country. Airports get closed, hours get restricted, and pattern work gets curtailed. And noise complaints are very often the lever that does it. So research into quieter propulsion and quieter airframe design is, in a very direct way, research into keeping your airport open. Quieter airplanes are airplanes that neighbors tolerate. And airplanes that neighbors tolerate are airplanes that get to keep flying. This affects you if your home field sits anywhere near a growing town. And these days, that's most of us. Now, the fourth piece, and this is the one that sounds the most boring on paper, but may matter the most in practice. Certification-driven design. Here's what that phrase actually means. For most of aviation history, engineers designed the airplane, and then they figured out how to prove it was safe enough to certify. Certification came after the design. What this research explores is flipping that around, building the certification requirements into the design process from the very first sketch, so that proving the airplane is safe becomes faster and cheaper. Why should you care? Because certification cost is the single biggest reason new aircraft and new equipment are so expensive and so slow to reach you. It is a huge part of why a brand new trainer costs what a nice house costs. If NASA-funded research can help streamline how safety gets proven, without cutting a single corner on the safety itself, that eventually shows up as more affordable airplanes and more affordable avionics on the ramp. That's the through line across this entire funding round, and it's easy to miss AI decision support. Quiet supersonic noise reduction and smarter certification. On the surface, they look like four unrelated science projects, but they're all pointed at the same target: making flying safer, quieter, and more accessible for the people who actually do it. And I'd add one more thing. This is university research. That means it's students. The people doing this work are, in a lot of cases, the same people who'll be designing your airplanes and writing the standards 20 years from now. NASA funding the universities is NASA funding the next generation of the aviation workforce, and given the shortages we keep talking about on this show, that's not a small thing either. So what should you do with all this? Honestly, mostly just know what's happening. You don't need to change a thing in your flying tomorrow. But when a manufacturer rolls out a new safety feature in a couple of years and calls it revolutionary, you'll know it didn't come from nowhere. It came from a whiteboard in a university lab, funded by an agency doing the patient, unglamorous work that eventually reaches your cockpit. That's the story this week. My thanks to AV Web for the reporting on the NASA award details, and to NASA for putting the specifics of the program on the record. You can find us anytime at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Keep learning how your airplane works, because the better you understand it, the more that future panel will actually work for you. See you next time.